That's what in the body, in the biochemistry of the baby, that is what gets switched on. Now, if you take what's happening in our society, what are some of the, your hypnotherapists, what are the people who come into our offices, what are they suffering from? Disconnectedness? Big one? Where is that coming from? No, it doesn't just happen. We know this. From the moment of conception, through pregnancy, through the birth, are we actually there for that child? Is that child wanted? Is that child conceived in love? Do both parents talk to that baby, interact with that baby, play with that baby through pregnancy? We know this has an impact, huge impact. And then the natural birth, are the parents that are available to receive that baby? Are they emotionally available to be with the baby? Now, I give conferences all over the world, and recently I was in one on the World Congress for Maternal and Infant Health. And I gave a presentation about how the mother's thoughts and feelings translate into her biochemistry. And that this, if we are now to talk about maternal and infant health, which is high on the agenda of the UN, we must talk mother's feelings. How does she feel? Because this is what is being translated into the health and emotional structure of whether the baby feels safe. And what happens if you have a baby that comes into the world that doesn't feel safe? It's a huge difference. We know that as hypnotherapists. It's a huge difference from being safe and from a doctor saying, well, I know you're safe because we're doctors and nothing can happen to you, or feeling safe. Right? So it's how the mother feels that counts. And so I get up there and tell doctors, take into consideration the mother's feelings, because that is what is being translated into the baby's health and well-being. And when I presented this information at this World Congress on Infant and Maternal and Infant Health, I had two replies. One doctor, wearing a gray suit, very pale complexion, as if he'd never seen the sun in his life, wrinkled, took the microphone, looked right down, and said in a monotonous voice, governments should pass more laws to force women to do what we want them to do, and handed on the microphone. And people have said to me since, what did you say? And I said, what can you say? He said it all for himself. He spoke for himself. But what I know is he didn't speak for himself. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of doctors that he represented when he said that. And then there was another voice. Another man stood up, wearing beige slacks, a pink shirt. Sort of a guy you'd see around NGH conference. And he stood up, he took the microphone, he looked at everybody, and he said, I feel so ashamed, so guilty. He said, because what you've just said, we obstetricians, we gynecologists, we know that. And he said, we absolutely do not take it into consideration. And he said, my country, the Venezuela, he said, is on the brink of absolute chaos. And he said, we know that it's because of what you just said. And he said, we don't do anything about it. He said, I'm now going to go home and practice medicine in a totally different way. So we know, we can do it. Mothers are the ones to to look after. Dads as well. But if we want to do something to help the state of the world, every human being is designed by nature to come through parents. So I talk about school womb, your first school womb, play on words with the room, is the womb. So if we really do look after pregnant women, and of course it has to start from before conception, parents have got, both parents have got to know the importance of preparation before conception. We actually know now that a mother is downloading the DNA, the genes that she will pass on to her child 2 months before she's pregnant. So you know that in the ovaries there's a stock of eggs. So there's one which is now in somebody who's menstruating, is leaving the body. Well, the one before that is starting to get ready, and it's downloading the genes that when that egg is ready, and if it's fertilized, will have that DNA in place. So why isn't it all just done before? Why isn't it all just pre-recorded from generation to generation? It's not. Nature is very, very intelligent, in case you haven't noticed, far more intelligent than us when we detach from that intelligence. So what happens is that a mother is living her experience, and now I'm talking subjective experience and objective experience. So we'll talk about the objective experience being the environment. Okay? So if the mother is living through a war, for example, her environment is not in peace. Okay? So automatically, we don't think about it, subconsciously and even unconsciously, she's preparing, okay, well, if I was to get pregnant now, and we're in a war situation, I have got to prepare my child to survive in that kind of environment. Okay? And all mammals do this. So these are the genes that she will subconsciously or unconsciously select, the ones that are going to give her child the strength to live in this environment of war. Now the thing is that the subjective is also true and very powerful. As we know as hypnotists, it's the subjective that we have left behind in our materialistic world. So what if the mother is living in a peaceful environment, but inside she is at war with herself, fighting maybe her own body image, fighting what else could she be fighting? Sabotaging herself? Having a fight with a spouse? She could have just lost somebody dear to her and be upset with God. Why do you let people die? I mean, all sorts of things that we live. Well, this is also, she will be downloading the genes that will provide the child the optimum conditions genetically to survive that kind of environment. So the implications are huge. If we want a peaceful society, what must we do?
Be
at peace. We have to help future parents, and this is what we do, my husband and I. We have a parenting program that helps future parents, couples, to prepare for conception, pregnancy, and birth so that they can change their own view of the world and of themselves before conceiving. Because what we know is that by the time the child has gone through the genetic selection,